I'm Maureen McKinney for WUIS. Recently, the Illinois Commission to End Hunger released its 2015 report. I talked with the report's author, Bob Dolgan, a staffer for the Greater Chicago Food Repository. Can you tell me how many people are affected by hunger in Illinois?
The Illinois Commission to End Hunger report shows that nearly 2 million people are turning to food banks annually, and that's data that comes from the Hunger in America study. So that means nearly 2 million people in Illinois are unsure of their next meal for a variety of reasons, in a time when it's harder and harder to make ends meet, costs are higher, wages are lower, many people remain out of work after the recession. So it's a huge response that goes into providing food for all of the people in need in our state.
What are some of the improvements since the commission's start in 2010?
Well, I think the commission's really number one achievement has been around child nutrition. So around the time of the commission's launch, we were able to secure some private funding that enabled us to support summer meals programs, school breakfast programs, and other programs that serve children. So a very large gap in terms of the number of children being served in breakfast versus those who are eligible. So there are 440,000 children at risk of starting their day without a breakfast, children who are very low income and may not be able to get three meals each day at home. So we've made some progress in serving more breakfast in the state, and also with summer meals. So when the school year ends, providing more meals to children through programs at churches, community centers, park districts, libraries, really anywhere where a child might be in the summertime and be able to access a meal that they might not otherwise receive. So one of the innovations of the commission is really identifying that in responding to hunger, we need to look at all of the access points for people in need. So, for example, children, really thinking about schools as the place where many children are getting their two most nutritious meals of the day. So the commission has identified school breakfast as a priority. We know that fewer than half of low-income children who are receiving lunch in school also get breakfast in school, yet that's a program that's been around since 1975 and is fully federally funded. So the commission has made some progress in addressing school breakfast and working with school districts and the state board to get the word out that we can serve more children through breakfast, and then offering some help to schools to design their breakfast programs.
What are some of the commission's priorities in the year ahead that will help reduce hunger?
We'll also be looking at something called the Agricultural Surplus Program. So other states have implemented, other Midwestern states have implemented programs where excess food from farm fields is provided to pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters. This is very helpful food, fresh produce, locally grown, that can really help pantries and soup kitchens and shelters respond to the high need in their community. In Illinois, we still haven't quite struck upon the model that will be implemented, but we continue to work with partners in the agriculture sector to develop the right mechanism for providing food from farms to pantries and soup kitchens.
I'm Maureen McKinney.